This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's go around the NFL live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Day one of Houston Texans training camp 2025 is, practice is wrapped up. Fellas are, you know, on there. Actually, I think we've gotten everybody in finally.
Well, not everybody. D'Amico's out there running around with, I'm presuming, one of his kids. He's holding her
right now.
Running on the field, running routes with her earlier. They're having some fun. Families are here. Obviously, open practice is Saturday for fans.
Yeah, excited for that as well. The additional level of energy. Energy out here was pretty good on day one. I imagine it just goes up to an entirely other level on Saturday once you get people in these stands. Some other things around the NFL. Terry McLaurin not in camp again. That was a big deal that happened. Where do you fall on this? Because I think that there's an interesting conversation to be had. We talk about it, and I think we both – are we similar in the idea that you probably just need to pay Terry McLaurin his money?
Oh, absolutely. What? How many 1,000-yard seasons has he had just coming right out of the chute? Three? Something like that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and integral. And the other, you know, the thing about it is I think he's got some leverage here, obviously because he's good and he's gotten it done. But also, I mean, when you're on a team that's all in and the Commanders are all in, you know they're going to have to ultimately get you to sign.
Yeah. The thing that is interesting, though, is I've heard it talked about, and I have kind of pondered on it the last few days, is the idea of the top wide receivers and maybe the wide receiver drop-off. At what age does that happen? Because you can look back maybe a decade and a half ago, and the top wide receivers that you think of, the guys that come to mind for you, they were largely closer to 30, maybe right around that 30.
Mm-hmm.
The top guys now, a large majority of them, are in their early to mid-20s now. And you're seeing the guys that are real capable or the guys that are, you know, kind of starting to see their descent are the guys that are hitting 30 and just on the other side of that. Where Terry McLaurin is 29.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Commanders, assuming that this is their stance, do they have a point in maybe thinking a little bit harder about do you want to give a guy a big-time contract, a number one wide receiver market kind of setting contract, or maybe around there for a guy who's about to step into that place where it does feel like wide receivers might be dropping off
a little bit? You make a good point, and that's a good negotiating point, but what are their options? You know, what are their options right now? They don't have a lot of options at that point. That speaks back to the leverage that I was talking about, you know? So I think they're going to pay him. And by the way, there's always exceptions, but I think there are more exceptions to that. It's just a really good mid-20s class right now of receivers. Maybe that has to do with just the way the college game has developed, over the last few years. But there's a lot. I mean, we got one right here, Christian Kirk, you know, that a lot of people that are still considered, prime, so to speak. And Christian Kirk, he's 28. So, you know, that. I think there's some exceptions to the rule, more of them anyway.
Fair enough. I like the idea that you're getting younger and younger wide receivers who could step in and not just play but make big, big-time impacts for you. Obviously, the Texans have a fantastic one, and Nico Collins has stepped into that place very, very quickly after the first one or two years. He looked like one of, if not the best wide receivers in the league. And, Jaden, you're hoping that Jaden Higgins has some level of that to him as well in his rookie season. I just found that interesting. Also, you're right. Like, they don't have another alternative. They don't really have another wide receiver that I like, per se. Even them going and acquiring Debo. Debo is just this kind of like hybrid player.
Debo's a player to watch in the NFL this year. You know, there was a lot of talk about him, you know, maybe being a little thicker than he should have been, but we'll see what he comes back like. And clearly, and you know, for a team that's a contender, as we talked about, could be huge for them. Either way, one way or the other.
Very much could be. So, yeah, that continues to happen around there. But I thought an interesting jumping off point for the conversation about wide receivers. Some other things that are happening is obviously camps are kicking off. I think today marks the day where everybody else of the league who did not start early is getting going, obviously, including your Texans. One of those teams that got going, I think, yesterday, the Chicago Bears. They're one of the camps that I think is really interesting with the new head coach, obviously play caller, and Ben Johnson. The promise is for them to be a more effective and probably one of the most effective Bears kind of teams of recent history. And they have lofty goals. Obviously, this is the time of year for lofty goals, but Ben Johnson said for his quarterback in particular, what he's looking to do is a 70% completion percentage this year. And then Caleb Williams himself kind of threw up there as a goal for himself. He wants to be a 4,000-yard passer, the first one in Bears history. How good do you feel about the Bears just in general with their prospects as they're opening camp?
Boy, that's that way to set the bar high, man. I mean, that's 4,000 yards and 70%. I think they're going to be successful. I like Ben Johnson. We know what he's done, what he did in Detroit, et cetera. When you said that, and obviously we've seen it kind of circulating, it didn't really set me back. Like I thought, you know, we'll see. Caleb Johnson, Caleb Williams had a fantastic, you know, end of the season, you know?
He did, yeah. And I do think that they've put around him some really good talent. We talked about that last year. It feels like they did even better in that regard. They made some trades for some guys on the interior of the offensive line. As we know, that ends up being very important for you, making sure that interior of the offensive line works. But then it does feel like, in fact, this was a little bit of audio that came through on NFL Network. Fig, you got this for me, where they were talking about the Bears and the approach that they're taking that I think is going to make a big difference for the Bears.
They have spent as much time as humanly possible over the last 2 months, not only getting to know each other, but really zeroing in on how they're going to install this thing, what it's going to look like, not to mention that he sent Caleb Williams home with footwork, and very specifically, and that was footwork. And that's getting him under center. You're going to see a lot of play action, get him under center, and get that ball out quickly. That footwork, the left foot up versus the right foot up under center so that he can get that ball out, and he's just more efficient, better timing with his receivers. And for Caleb Williams, he was very intentional today in terms of his goals. Mentioned that 70% completion rate. That's what Ben Johnson's looking for throughout practice. He said he knows it's a lofty goal, but that's what it is for Caleb Williams. He wants the 70. He wants to be the first quarterback in Bears history, said this today, to throw for 4,000 yards in a season. It's never been done in a single season. We'll see if he can do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The other thing that tells me, not the 4,000 yards, that's lofty, that's catch and run, but the 70% tells me a lot of quick passes. You talked about the quick getting the ball out quickly. I think the Bears are going to be one of those teams that just tries to let their receivers do the work, get it out, protect Caleb Williams, let the offensive line, kind of what you expect to see here, you know, at least early on with C.J. Stroud, you know, protect him at all costs, don't let him get hit. Get the ball out. Let the receivers do the work.
You think Caleb's going to call CJ for a little bit of advice?
Well, they talked about that this offseason. They talked about it a little bit. CJ said, I don't think he wants my advice.
That's funny. But, yeah, man, I just off of the strength of, hey, Ben Johnson working with his quarterback. You remember on the offseason the conversations mm-hmm. that were being had, or like the reporting that Caleb Williams was having to do film study by himself.
Yeah.
Like not having that support for the quarterback. And he figured himself out a decent amount. I imagine actually getting a guy who's going to work with him and have him actually working on footwork and things to make him better. I'm intrigued by that Bears team.
Yeah.
A team that, I guess, I'm interested. How intrigued are you by this one, another team around the NFL? The New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm, very much.
Who, it seems like nationally, there hasn't been a lot of folks who are loving necessarily the team. But Vegas has them, the over-under for them this season, 8.5 wins.
That's lofty.
How are you? What's your outlook on this New England Patriots team with Mike Vrabel getting upset at dudes giving him repeat questions in his presser?
I'm very intrigued with the Patriots. Obviously, not a Patriots fan, but just because of Vrabel, because of the excitement around this team, the youth of this team, quarterback, etc. But the 8.5, I mean, that has more to do with the division than anything, doesn't it?
I think to some degree that the division is you look at the Dolphins, who they're on alert right now. They have kind of mm-hmm. backslid. The Jets are a little bit of a work in progress. It feels like they are taking a little bit of a gap year themselves,
mm-hmm.
getting out there, going Justin Fields. Not with all due respect to him, it just feels like they're not doing the thing where they're trying to push for the absolute best in year one. I don't know if there was a nicer way to say that. There probably was. But then on top of that, fourth place schedule. That's a team that has a pretty easy schedule if you look up and down it. And mm-hmm. I think they also did a good amount of investing. Their offensive line is a little bit better, and then Drake May just probably just in a better circumstance
that's
for him.
Okay.
I think, but
I
8.5 is a lot.
That's a high number.
But that's I think that's something that people are looking. They're like, yeah, maybe 7 wins, but we talking about 8.5 and like 9 wins, possibly 10 for that team.
Yeah,
that's a high bar to clear. That's going to be a fun one to watch for as well. All right, so I teased into this talking about an early season opponent for your Texans. That there was something said about that raised my eyebrows. And that opponent is week one,
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles Rams. That's a team that there's a possibility that this thing starts falling apart for them, right? And it's all hinging upon the health of the quarterback, Matt Stafford, who had some injury concerns. And there's a little bit of concerns about the way that this thing is set up. So he suffered a back injury last season. It's been bothering him again at training camp. This was according to Sean McVay, talked to the media yesterday. He's been throwing, feeling good. It's not necessarily anything that's new, something that he's dealt with before. Going into year 17, we were going to take a modified approach with him, kind of similar to what we did in this offseason program. And so we'll allow him kind of just to work off to the side on his own, getting himself feeling as good as possible.
Yeah, look, that's everything. I mean, who's going to be throwing? Well, it actually reminded me of something Nick Caserio said, by the way, you know, programming, if you're listening, we'll be hearing from D'Amico Ryans real soon. We'll be hearing from C.J. Stroud real soon, right off the practice field here. But it reminded me of something that Nick Caserio said when he was asked about, you know, C.J. Stroud's progress. And he said, well, it's all the same. You know, every player has their role. No player is more important than the other. And I'm paraphrasing, but he kind of was going down that road. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, but the quarterback, man. He knows it. We all know it. And in L.A., if Matt Stafford is not 100% or something gets aggravated and he starts to deteriorate or and his level of play drops, big trouble.
And it's worth noting that Alaric Jackson, mm-hmm. who is their starting left tackle, he's not going to start the season mm-hmm. healthy. So you're going to see someone like a DJ Humphreys, who the Chiefs could not really depend on last year as their starting left tackle. Like, he could be under real duress if he's ready to go for week one. Like, that might be something that really allows. I don't know how many people were giving the Texans the benefit of the doubt against the Rams in week one. That could really factor in. Obviously, I'm playing way ahead of the game, but just the idea of. And then also, it really gets dicey if he does not play, because then you're going to a Jimmy Garoppolo quarterback situation, which, how do you feel about that?
Not great. You heard me kind of chuckle there.
I did hear the chuckle.
Because you think Davante Adams signed up to catch passes from Jimmy Garoppolo?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either.
I can't imagine that that's the way that this was going to go.
Yeah, but you do start to wonder. You say if Matt Stafford is ready for week one, he'll be ready week one. You kind of wish that the Texans had gotten the Rams a little later in the schedule, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially because the Texans will be figuring their own offense out as well. Yeah. Jared Verse is a menace on that defensive line. But, yeah, I saw that and I was like, huh, mm-hmm. that is going to be something very interesting to watch when it comes to the Los Angeles Rams. So we will keep an eye out for that. And then this might just be schadenfreude. I think you've learned me as I'm inclined to do that.
I kind of like that, too.
Deshaun Watson has been placed on the physically unable to perform
no
list.
No kidding.
Are you surprised by that at all?
Well, I mean, based on his honeymoon videos, I'm sure he is not able to perform. But they did
That is a wild shot. My goodness.
They did basically a mini documentary on their honeymoon. Did you notice this on Instagram? It was like 30 minutes. I was like, God, and boy, he's just burning through money. I mean, I know he's got a lot of it, and maybe it's no big deal, but that looked like a very expensive couple of months that he had there. But back to, the football aspect, no, he's done. He's done.
He's been working out, though. He's been doing so much working out.
So have you.
Actually, I haven't been doing very much working out. We've actually got your top 100, NFL top 100.
What are we up to, 79?
Apparently, we got a few of them in quick succession. Maybe
they listened.
Yeah, maybe they're like, hey, we got to do this a little bit quicker. Number 67, New York Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers.
Okay.
Number 66, new Pittsburgh Steelers safety/cornerback Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
And number 65, a really highly paid tight end out of Arizona, Trey McBride. Thoughts?
I'll let you know.
Still no Texans coming up here, man.
Yeah. So we'll see. We talked about, C.J. Stroud, is he even going to be in the top, 62? What up to, 63?
65. We've gotten to 65.
Is he even going to be in the top 64?
He's got to.
It seems like
he's got to.
But he wasn't ranked among the top 10 quarterbacks on some of these lists that have come out.
Who amongst the Texans are you most worried when you're starting to see 65, 100 to 65 come up and we have not seen Texans here? Because C.J. Stroud, I feel like he's going to be on the upper side of that. Nico Collins is going to be on the upper side of that. Will Anderson Jr. is going to be up on the upper side of that. Danielle Hunter, Derek Stingley, who are the guys that you go, huh, this might mean that they're not in the top 100?
I'm thinking C.J. Stroud. I'm still there. I mean,
look at this hateration.
I know. Right, hateration. I love the guy. And I think he should be up there. But I'm starting to wonder, when people, you know how these narratives are. Oh, he had a bad season. He didn't have a bad season. How many times we got to say it? It was all things considered about as good as you could expect. But the narrative is out there, and if he's in the top 64, let's say, that means 8, 9, 10 other quarterbacks in the top 64. Would you expect that?
I could see it.
Yeah.
Especially with quarterback being such an important position, I could see it.
Yeah.
And then real quick before we go, Mike McDaniel, just to let you know how maybe not fun it is now compared to what it has been previously down there with the Miami Dolphins. He was asked about swapping Jalen Ramsey, number 60, 66 here on this, with Minka Fitzpatrick. Quote, Jalen Ramsey is a Steeler. I like to talk about Dolphins. Minka Fitzpatrick is a Dolphin.
Oh my gosh, when did he turn into Bill O'Brien?
Dude, it is not. He is not having fun.
He used to go on for half an hour on something like that.
He's not having fun at all.
He'd be talking about things not even related to football. He'd go on forever about that. And now all of a sudden he's Bill O'Brien?
He's like, hey man, y'all, I just need to get back to work.
This is the Dolphins.
Me.
This is the Dolphins we're talking about.
All right. Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, broadcasting live from the Houston Methodist Training Camp, Training Center, rather, day one, Texans Training Camp. Coming up next, actually, we talked a lot about training camp, but the Astros had a little fun last night. And this is a question that we got to ask. Are you more excited about the Astros' future or the present? 713-572-4610, because the future looks like it's here. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, back at the studio because we are at the Houston Methodist Training Center. Day one, Texans training camp has been wrapped up. I mean, the fields are pretty bare right now. It is just us hanging out in this Houston, Texas heat. I am feeling great. Lopez is dying. I think that's how this
is
working right
heck
now.
No, I will be. about day three, day five, I will be. I'm not going to lie. But, by the way, Figgy, Reggie during the break said, oh, I could stay out here all day.
I really could. It feels great.
Okay, sure, cowboy. Sure, cowboy.
It feels great.
Yeah.
I will acknowledge I do have some enhancements. We got a lovely tent here on the corner of the practice field, and we got a couple of fans going.
Yeah.
So that does help. I'm not going to pretend like I'm Superman, but this is nice, man.
It's
beautiful. You don't like looking at all this beautiful grass?
I love it. It's day one, brother. It's day one, man.
Okay. Pace myself is what you're saying?
Yes.
You know who's not pacing himself? The man who shows up, play-by-play cut two here, Figgy. The man who shows up all up and down Chase Field for your Houston Astros. He wears number 28, and he goes by Bryce Matthews.
Bryce Matthews gets into one deep to left field, and the Astros have the lead. Bryce Matthews continues here in Arizona. Third home run in two games. And just like that, the Astros have awakened to a 2-1 lead.
Bryce is right.
The Bryce is right indeed. he takes the lead, and he takes the lead for good. Obviously, you end up with a situation, Altuve scoring on a wild pitch to put it a little bit further out of reach. 3-1 victory for your Astros last night. That continues. I think the Mariners beat the Brew Crew yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
So you didn't gain any ground.
The big dumper hit one. That
39th of the year.
Yes, 39th.
For Kyle Raleigh. Goodness gracious, dog. But the Astros, man, like they're finding a way to win baseball games, and it's just someone else is stepping up. The grit of this team is undeniable, but it's the young guys who now, you know, Bryce actually isn't he like halfway to Cam Smith's home run total at this point, basically?
Yeah.
3-7. But I mentioned both of those for good reason. That's the future, at least ostensibly, right? If you are not utilizing like Bryce Matthews, some level of trade chip, which we've discussed a little bit. But that leads to the question, are you more excited about the future? Because there's reason to be.
Am I crazy?
Probably.
Well.
I was like, let's ask, what question are we asking about now?
Am I crazy in thinking, in feeling the way I felt when I was talking to you guys before the show and we were kind of putting this out there? Because the future, I mean, the present is clearly, like, wide open. Like, they're within, what, a game or a half game of the best record in the American
half
League?
Half game, because they have the same – they're tied for first on losses.
Best record in the American League.
The Tigers simply have one more game that they've played and won.
Yes, and the Tigers are considered, oh, yeah, World Series bound, you know, that kind of thing. And so here they are, Astros are, you know, with all – despite everything else, you know, the present is very, very much in play, especially if guys get back in, you know, from injuries, et cetera.
Ever-present if.
Always got to qualify it. We understand that. But especially if they do come back, the present is, like, right there. But I'm sitting here looking at Hunter Brown.
Yes,
still
Diesel.
Still young. Zach DiCenzo, who's obviously injured, but very young and created some things. You know, obviously Bryce Matthews, obviously Jeremy Pena, still young.
Yes.
Cam Smith. That's five guys right there. That's five guys. That's not even counting some of the young pitchers that are still, you know, somewhat out there.
How do you feel about Wesneski?
Wesneski. How about that kid Ulloa, who's getting a lot of run?
Miguel Ulloa?
Ulloa, I think in Spanish, but I haven't heard it, so I'm just projecting.
Touche. Baseball's usually good about pronunciation, guys. Yeah. Let me do my due diligence.
Apparently just killing it. Jacob Melton, you know, obviously had a setback himself, but is young. All of a sudden, I'm like, okay, let's try to win this thing. But damn, I'm excited about the future. Is that not? Oh, by the way, another one that I've seen a lot on lately is a catcher that can actually throw dudes out. That Walter Yannick, who's been moving up the minor leagues.
I haven't kept up with him
pretty quickly, and he's got a cannon. So that's 10, 12 guys that are just young. Rising, some of them already proving themselves in the major leagues. This is pretty incredible because they can make some noise this year, and I'm actually kind of excited about the future.
And the beauty of it is a lot of these guys, at least the fielders that you're talking about, the most impressed that I was with Bryce Matthews was the home run. I'm not gonna lie, I was about to do the thing where I tried to be a real cutesy about it.
Yeah.
No, the home run was great. It was like a sweet swing. The fair text that comes in here, not to be a prisoner of the moment, but it looked Mookie-ish. His ability to turn that double play, the game-ending double play, and he had another great grab at second earlier, a few innings earlier as well. Like, we knew that the defense was there for him at second base. It looks so smooth. That part is absolutely major league ready. Is this kind of power and swing going to continue? That remains to be seen, and I'm hopeful that it does. But ultimately, I think you're right. Like, the young guys that you would think would be your future if you remain with them, the future is bright. The tough part about it is, again, there's some unknowns with seeing all those, and are you going to have to cut into any of that in order to guarantee the present?
Yeah. Well, you are cutting into it, you know, already. I don't think they were really counting on Bryce Matthews this soon. They definitely were not counting on Cam Smith to start the season. But you know what? Who cares at this point? They've got some promise. It does speak also, though, you know, for all the excitement, and they're still in it, and the future looks so bright. It, you know, on the other side of the coin, you still are getting bad news on players that are going to be integral if you do make a run this year.
And maybe that's why you look more to the future, which, again, I don't actually.
Maybe.
You really should be a present guy because, again, like present is matters more, right? Like you need to make sure that you are able to do this in the here and now. Ultimately, that's the judgment that you have, especially with the mode that this team is in. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the present are the guys that you're talking about being injured. Speaking of, 17 is the number now, Lopez. What is that number?
Guys on the injured list.
Lance McCullers Jr., you are now once more on the injured list. I feel sorry for dude, man, at this point.
You have to,
I feel sick for him. Blister is what we end up looking at with Lance McCullers Jr. on the throwing hand.
All right, I'm going to have to come up with another confession because that was one of mine.
You can still use it as a confession.
Well, no, I got plenty. Okay. And I'm not trying to be, you know, whatever.
Don't worry, if you're not, I am.
Because it usually comes across that way. Mm-hmm. It often comes across that way. When was the last time it took you 15 days to get over a blister?
Well, I'm not throwing no baseballs.
It doesn't matter. I've seen major league pitchers with a blister miss a start and come back. Is this, like, one start, you know? Is this the latest? Okay, what's the next fancy way we can cover up something else? I'm not saying they are.
You are always conspiratorial with the Astros, and the thing that upsets
you
me
think?
To, it upsets
yeah,
yeah, you me think? To no end is that more often than not, you're right. That's the part that really upsets me.
A blister? You're on the 15-day IL?
That did concern me, that was not a 10-day IL situation. Yes. It's a 15-day IL instantly.
A blister.
And you want to know the part that really made – that part raised your eyebrows. Yeah. I think it's fair. I don't go there, but I probably should if I knew what was good for me. The thing that raised my eyebrows, John Lopez, per Chandler Rome, Joe Espada said that Lance McCullers Jr. has been dealing with the blister, quote, for a little bit, and it flared up during his start against the Mariners. And my thought was, how long is a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, sincerely, how long is a little bit with this? Because if you look at Lance McCullers Jr. in his last outings, right, the Mariners, no good. 2 2/3, 4 earned runs. The Rangers before before the All-Star break, fair. Maybe we could say that was he was dealing with a little bit. 3 innings, 5 earned runs. He had a solid game against the Dodgers, 6 innings, only 1 earned run off a homer. The Cubs game before that, 3 1/3. With 8 earned runs. Was that the blister? Because then he had a game where, you know, I mean, like, how far back are we going with the blister for him?
Well, that is absolutely true. But this is also true. When it comes to a athletic training staff and a medical staff that is under fire consistently, us as much as anyone, why the hell did it take you this long to shut him down? If he said he's been dealing with it a long time, and you're already under fire, and he's got a blister. Like I said, I've seen guys multiple times. Like, I mean, just over the years, just multiple times, miss one start and come back fine. Why didn't he just miss a start? And by the way, in the middle of all that, was an All-Star break.
Yeah.
So, blister?
I do wonder, because if we're taking them at their word and it is a blister, I could easily see, especially for Lance, a dude who has really just tried to tough it out. I've heard it said on a number of occasions he could have just taken his money and gone home a long time ago. He really wants to be out here.
Yeah.
For a guy like that, if you go, hey, man, I done battled back from, you know, all these umpteen things, a blister not going to stop me until it has to. I can understand that mentality. I do wonder, though, does the blister serve as a good excuse to help a dude go get his mind right? Because he's a dude who absolutely, as a pitcher, it's not just stuff. Like, he has to pitch.
Well, that's why I'm skeptical.
And that's a little off. So how much of this is maybe just an opportunity for a reset?
No. That's why I'm skeptical about this. He's been dealing with it a long time. You had, what, 8 days, six, you know, in terms of between starts, 6 or 8 days of an All-Star break for that blister to repair, which he didn't have to throw at all, you know. And you didn't shut him down earlier. And now you put him not on the 10, on the 15-day DL. It has to be something else going on.
I think that
it has to be. That was my confession, by the way.
I can see it. I think that we might not be fair enough considering what a blister does for a dude who actually has to not just throw a baseball, but try and generate spin and use that all that surface area of your fingers, trying to use that traction with no sticky stuff to, you know, use friction to move that baseball. Those blisters matter. Like, I don't want to – I want to make that clear as we're doing it. But we ended up on a tangent because of Lance.
No, I'm not saying they don't matter.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's been a lot of time.
Oh, I'm not speaking just to you. There's some people on both the YouTube page and the text line that I think we might be going a little far on. The, oh, man, just put a Band-Aid on it. Actually, no, that's not how it works. But another win nonetheless for the Astros. They're starting.
By the way, Fromber. Kudos, baby.
Fromber looked great. Yeah. Mea culpa by me for maybe trying to start up some stuff, talking about why did that extra rest need to happen? Because he needed rest, apparently, Reggie. Shut up. but there was that. How about Christian Walker with a couple of fiddle farts?
Yeah.
That just found a way to get down. Singles or singles, we'll take them. Hopefully that ends up as a ramp. To the ultimate question, you more excited about the future or the present?
I hate to admit it because, as I mentioned, it's right there for this year. I think I'm more excited about the future. There's six or eight guys, man.
It is.
Six or eight guys that are just balling out right now.
And the thing that would make this the most fun, if the future is the present.
Because how about we take both?
And what a blessing it is to be the Astros in this space. There's not a lot of teams that can have that kind of question and actually have some level of
conversation. You want cobbler or cobbler with ice cream? Give me cobbler with ice cream.
Yeah. So, because they might have to be. You might be looking at a place where you need that second baseman in Bryce Matthews to be the stalwart. Yeah. You need Cam Smith to be a carrying factor. You need Jeremy Pena to return and be the guy that he is. I think that's the place that you are as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping on a Wednesday. We will do it next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atula Figgy Fig, back in the studio. Shout out to our guy Matt Irwin on the ones and twos. We are at the Houston Methodist Training Center. Day one of Texans training camp 2025 in the books. Everything looks nice and clean, ready for day two tomorrow, but major big takeaways, because that's what's popping. What are your big takeaways, Lopez, from day one of camp?
Yeah, there's some significant ones. Let's not bury the lead with C.J. Stroud. If you wondered anything at all, don't wonder. Despite maybe some discussions, if you will, with the minicamp and everything else, out there, full go, absolutely looked like C.J. Stroud. Good ball. Side note, real quick, and I didn't mention this earlier. Obviously, it's not apropos to like any competition or whatever, but Davis Mills had some real good.
Uh-oh, he's going to be the starter now. Davis Mills going to take over. What? That's not what you were saying?
That's Reggie Atatula.
That's what I heard.
Just an observation.
Did I hear wrong?
No, you heard wrong.
Oh, okay, my bad. Apologize. It happens.
He was spinning it today, man. He looked pretty damn good. But other observations that are more important, significant. I love seeing Nick Chubb out there, man. We didn't know who was going to be on the PUP list. There were some significant names, but none of them really relevant except for Damian Pierce, who needs to be out there and wasn't. He was on the PUP list. But Nick Chubb, he of the 600-pound squat looked every bit the part. Going through the reps, obviously the veteran guy leading the way, didn't miss a thing.
You said none of them really relevant. What is that? Probably about 10 guys off of my very quick cursory glance at the physically unable to perform list. I think that you have four defensive linemen on there. Foley Fatukasi, Falaronshu. That was nasty. Falaronshu, Fatukasi, defensive tackle. Kurt Heinisch, defensive tackle. I think those I'm less concerned about.
Yeah.
But your edge rushers in Derek Barnett and Denico Autry. No concern whatsoever about that?
Maybe you do. I don't. I mean, that's 20 years of NFL experience between those guys. You can put them out there later, get them going. The only one that was meaningful to me was Damian Pierce. That guy needs to be on the field, and he wasn't.
My apologies. Now, on the non-football injury list,
right,
there is a notable, it is not Elijah Huzzy, who, fair play to him, appreciate him being on the team, but Joe Mixon, who is your RB1 on this team. A non-football injury is that what that ankle is then that's holding him out. It's not going to be the one that, he got from the hip drop that, kind of had him last year. This is one that happens off the field. I don't know what to make of that, what the larger context of that is. But, he had been seen wearing a boot at one point. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting to me for some reason, and maybe it's just my gut leading me in the wrong direction. I'm not real concerned about that. Also, a big-time veteran, got a lot of tread worn off those tires. He has something. I mean, they can't. The NFL would crack down if they find out that they were just sort of stashing him there with no real non-football injury. It's something, but it doesn't really concern me that much. Other big observation, obviously we're going to be talking about the offensive line.
Correct.
From here to eternity.
Eternity?
From here to
You're
eternity.
You're guaranteeing till eternity, huh?
And Ariante Ursary, man, out there largely most every rep with the first group that took the field. We projected that. You know, I've never been, I shouldn't say never, because when he came in, you know, I wanted to see. But over this offseason, I've never been real confident in Fisher, you know, being the running out there as the right tackle. Ursary ran out there with the right tackle. Trent Brown, obviously, has played that position, but he's on the PUP list.
Yeah. Now, you said first group. I feel like I have to keep doing the disclaimer. I don't know that that's going to be the first, like, first team.
Right.
Or I don't know if that, you know, means that all those guys are the ones that you're looking at as penciled in starters at the moment. Jarrett Patterson was in that first group mm-hmm. as well at center, as opposed to Jake Andrews, who seems like he's been taking a lot of those reps, who rolled in a little bit with them, but mm-hmm. mostly with the yeah. second line, the second group onto the field. But you mentioned Tay Ursary. He was in there with that first group. A lot of still upright. Like, his stance yeah. is still very noticeably higher. And, of course, he's a taller dude. It's hard yeah. to get all that body into a more crouched stance, but he's going to need to figure it out. You talk about Blake Fisher. He looked like he was in line mm-hmm. down there. So that's the thing that was talked about when he was drafted. It's a thing that he seemed to make some progress with, according to D'Amico Ryans in minicamp.
Yeah.
He still, I think, personally needs to make some progress on that. But it's day one. And, we'll yeah. see what it continues to look
and,
like.
And the other thing that I think was very important for day one, obviously we'll be out here every day, so we can keep you up to date on all these things. But tight end got tight end had a very good start, a very good day one tight end position in general. Specifically, Cade Stover. You'll hear from D'Amico Ryans here in a little bit, but Nick Caserio was just raving about him, and then Cade Stover was out there a lot with that group. Brevin Jordan made some catches in the 11-on-11 that they were running. Made a couple of catches.
Can I give you the quick snippet of the Caserio
yes,
that really caught
please.
My attention? You will be hard-pressed to find someone who had a better offseason than Cade Stover, was the thing that Nick Caserio said today.
Yeah.
That one really, really caught my attention. So,
would have scored a point with the Pet Cats, but
yeah,
we didn't have
well,
it.
Well, I think Kix Rocks had yeah. Cade Stover as his number one yeah. of his Pet Cats. So shout-out to you and all you other listeners for whom Cade Stover is your training camp Pet Cat. From the text line from the 832, just read something about ESPN about to buy Red Zone and NFL Network. Any truth to this? Well, yes, that is the next point in What's Poppin'. This is of note as we are heading into an NFL season mm-hmm. where if you are a big fan of the NFL and you don't just follow it through your local team, Red Zone is a much beloved product that the NFL puts out. And it seems like ESPN, with their, you know, their direct-to-consumer streaming services and everything, they are on the verge of a major deal. This is according to The Athletic, Andrew mm-hmm. Marchand, who does a lot of covering.
He's great.
Of these types of things. I think, yeah, you might have, I don't know if you've, have you crossed paths
oh,
with
yeah.
him at all?
Oh, yeah.
In your many days doing some journalism and reporting. ESPN and the NFL are, quote, inside the five-yard line, close quote, and their ongoing negotiations would see ESPN acquire a significant portion of NFL media. So the details of the potential deal, we kind of heard about it mm-hmm. last year. They had not anywhere gotten near finalized, but they're starting to get close to where you could see NFL Network, in addition to Red Zone, and seven regular season games, the ones that are out yeah. of the kind of normal ones,
yeah.
you end up seeing like Rich Eisen on the broadcast on a morning or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Those could be under the purview of ESPN. And yes. I don't think I like this.
I was just going to ask you, is this good? Do you like this?
I don't think I do.
Tell me why, because there's a reason I don't.
I think that there were times in the history of ESPN where the priority and the effort that was clearly put into their product would have made me go, I'm good with this. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they do things now, it's a lot of outsource. It feels like they've pared back on the attention to detail. And NFL Network seems to do that. Of
yeah.
all of the kind of league networks, league kind of focused work, I think MLB Network does the best.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do the best work up and down. I think NFL Network is a close second.
Yeah.
And so for that to go under the purview of ESPN, and I mean, maybe to simplify this, don't have Stephen A. Smith yelling at me on a Sunday morning. I swear to God, I'll fight somebody.
Well, that didn't even cross my mind. I'll keep it very simple. I'll simplify it for you. ESPN is hiring NFL employees. Is going to be airing NFL employees.
That's a good point.
And that's why I don't like it. We want to know the unvarnished truth, with the unvarnished opinions, the opinions that are uninfluenced by anyone who might be writing a check for you. So ESPN now has, they're going to be airing and they're going to have under their purview NFL employees. I don't like that. Because
no.
when push comes to shove, where are they going to lean?
Yeah, and that's already kind of been an undercurrent of the inherent partnership that happens with them. Like, there's, you know, leagues can maybe have a little bit of influence, you would imagine, or you would kind of logically get to that place by, you know, understanding the way that the money is flowing with some of that. But at least before, you could say that, you know, there was a little bit of separation, and that was just kind of the partnership. Having this direct, or maybe you would just say that NFL Network is running this, kind of akin to where NBA Network has been run by TNT.
Sure.
And yeah, I don't know how you would feel about that particular, you know, situation. I don't know. But yeah, that is kind of uncomfortable that you could be getting in that place. Plus, I mean, do we need more of these things that put you in a place where you were having to go to these various places to get your game? I know NFL Red Zone is already a thing that you have to pay for.
Yeah.
I don't know that I love ESPN having to cover it, because I feel I could easily see them trying to run your pockets to watch this.
There's that aspect as well. And there's also just the aspect of, hey, they're going to mess with things that we love. Is anything going to be different? Because I don't want them to mess with NFL Red Zone at all. I that's one that keep your hands off it, you know.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That is a thing that is real, dear friend, and that one is kind of concerning to me, but we'll continue to watch that space if they do indeed get to that space. Jalen Green, no longer a Houston Rocket, now a Phoenix Sun, but a lot of love for the city of Houston. Apparently, he put out a self-authored Players Tribune article. Mm. We haven't gotten as many of these.
I like those, too. No, we haven't. Yeah.
Yeah, Players Tribune. What was that? A Jeter joint putting that thing together so that people, you know, could have some, the players could have more direct access.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of not a media workaround, because that sounds pejorative, but, you know, something that is a little bit more direct. I guess social media has kind of taken over that.
Mm-hmm.
But long story short, Jalen Green has posted to the Players Tribune an article that says farewell to Houston. And in it, he indicates that if he was somehow in a position of Rafael Stone, he'd likely make the same decision, saying, quote, listen, nobody likes to get traded, but I can honestly say that I get it, bro. This is a business, and if I was up there in the executive chair, I probably would have made the deal. I think it's a better situation for both sides, and I'm just excited to get it popping with Book and create that winning culture that we figured out down here in Houston. There's a lot more, obviously, that he says within it, but, man, he seemed like he has handled this in the most professional way as possible. And I don't know that there's anyone that, even if you had some concerns about if he was going to reach the places that you were hoping, I don't think there's anyone that sees him go and is not, like, willing to have a level of affection for him.
I've watched this, I read this, and I'm right there with you. The maturity level that he had, obviously, we talked a lot about Jalen Green and the playoffs, but to be able to kind of have that self-awareness and understand, you know, it still could be great for him. But it's definitely a deal that that no one could not understand the Rockets making.
Yeah, I'm still excited to see what he's capable of doing with more of the reins and more of the opportunity. I think that's going to be a really fun backcourt, even if it's not like a crazy effective backcourt, at least when it comes to like winning big-time games between Devin Booker and Jalen Green. So more power to you, Jalen Green. I know that you're sending love back to Houston. I think I can speak for Houston in this regard, that Houston sends their love right on back to you, big dog. All right, that's what's popping here in the loop. Oh, before we go, someone did ask, because we were talking about all the love about Brevin Jordan and talking about all the love of Cade Stover. Did Dalton Schultz, was he out there at all? He was. I don't think that he was bad by any stretch in LA. He looked perfectly fine to me. In fact, he looked kind of he looked like he had some good wiggle to him as well. So that love to Dalton Schultz as well. All right, coming up next here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the team, also talked today. It's day one, so a lot of folks talking. Let's hear from the head coach as we have gotten going on training camp 2025.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.